after our last monster adventure, you find yourself curious and back in that white room with your eyes closed, letting your body relax as you walk around. The white circular room full of doors, that's right. Doors that lead to various adventures. And you look around the room and you start to wonder which door to enter first. And then you notice one out of the corner of your eye. That's the one. So you walk over to it. You notice it's a large steel door covered in bolts. It looks heavy to open. You place your hand on the gear that must be used as the handle and pull it towards you. It's so heavy to pull. You can feel the weight of it straining on your arms slightly as you heave it open. That's right. Your curiosity gets the better of you as you continue to pull and pull and pull until it's all the way open and you can just walk inside. And as you step through the doorway, you notice yourself in a large, long, dark hallway. The walls seem to be black and steel. The air is slightly cold. And you look beneath you and see the floor is made of concrete, solid grey. As you step down the corridor, you can hear the slight tap of your feet against the concrete. As you feel yourself grow nervous with anticipation of what there could be to come. There's no indications of what this might be or where this hall might lead. All you know, it's long, and with every single step, you can feel yourself growing in anticipation, curiosity getting the better of you, as it has so many times before. As you continue to step, you start to hear a noise coming from the end of the hallway. It sounds like the pulling of levers and the turning of gears as you continue to walk faster this time, curious to what you might find at the end of the hallway. As you see the doorway at the end illuminate with light, you can almost see the flashes of sparks flying across the room. And at this point, you find yourself becoming a little bit more nervous. Whatever is in that room could be dangerous. But you decide to continue on anyways. So you walk faster now, hearing the footsteps tip-tapping on the concrete floor as you reach the doorway and you find yourself looking into a laboratory. The walls are steel, the floor that hard concrete from the hallway. And across the room you can see lots of shelves and cupboards, lots of gears and levers. A computer in the middle of the room attached to some sort of device, and in the very center of the room, there is a large metal slab covered with leather straps. And it's at this point you start to realize that this is the laboratory of some kind of mad scientist, and you find yourself very nervous. You look around the room, and you can't see anyone there, but you swear you heard sparks before. You saw flashes of light. Someone is here. But where are they? You look around, and you slowly start to walk until you feel a presence behind you, and you stop, frozen in your tracks, unable to move, unable to think. And for a faint second, you start to wonder, why? Why are they here? What do they want with you? And in that moment, in a flash, you feel a cloth being pressed over your face, as you feel an arm wrapping around your waist, as the world starts to fade to black, as you breathe in and out, and you feel the chemicals, you smell them entering your lungs as you feel them start to take control of your mind, your body growing weak, limp, heavy as you start to realize you're being drugged. There is someone behind you holding you as you start to slowly collapse, slowly melt to the floor as your mind starts to fade to black, as the room spins around you and everything grows dark now. That's right. Somebody is here, drugging you, wanting you for their experiments. Now it's too late. Next thing you realize, you've awoken. You try to move your arms and legs, but find that they are unmoving. You groggily look down at your body, and with your blurry eyes, you start to notice something coming into focus. Straps across your arms, your chest, your ankles holding you securely to the table beneath you. You feel the cold steel under your forearms and under your legs slightly. And you start to wonder, why are you here? What purpose could it be that you are strapped to this table, helpless to move, helpless to do anything but just lay here waiting for your fate? And it's at that moment when you see someone start to come into view. You notice this figure stepping out of the dark corner of the room. The figure is tall, slender built, and wearing a lab coat, goggles, and a mask to cover their face. You can see long black latex gloves covering their hands and boots on their feet as you hear the steps as they walk heavily over to you. You start to panic slightly. And as they reach the table, they remove their mask and present themselves to you. As you see that it is a woman with long dark hair and glowing green eyes, you're taken aback by her figure, by her eyes, by just how amazingly beautiful she is. And she has a evil grin on her face, like she knows a secret that you don't, like she's about to do something horrible to you. As she walks over to a small device laying next to the slab that you are lying on, you can see it on a metal tray. It's got a little wand attached to it and a box that looks like it's connected to some sort of electricity. You start to grow a little bit scared. As she starts to fiddle with the dials on the machine, you can hear it whiz and buzz as she continues to turn the dials and looks again at you, smiling wickedly. She says to you, "Oh, hey, sleepyhead, you've come too. Well, just in time for my experiment." "Oh, what kind of experiment is that, you might ask? Well, today I've decided to use you as my little guinea pig in my latest experiment. You see, I've been playing with these electricity currents." "That's right, and this device here is going to send little shocks of electricity through your body." "That's right, but do you know what the best part about this machine is? Is I can change the currency, the frequency, how you feel this electricity." "That's right, I can change how it feels. So as a little test, why don't we give it a try?" You can see her moving the dial up to what looks like a one as she places the wand right over your forearm, and you can feel tingles running all the way from your hand and slowly up your forearm. "That's right, that tingling sensation moving all the way to your elbow." And then it stops as she pulls it away. And she says, "Well, that's just the start. You see, I can make that feeling stronger and stronger and stronger." Could you imagine what that would be like to have electricity coursing through your veins? "Just at the press of my buttons, just with the turn of this dial, as she cranks it up to 3. And she takes it along your other forearm as you feel the tingling sensation moving all the way from your hand up your forearm. But what you start to notice is that feeling, that tingling, electric feeling, is more than just a tingle, is more than just electricity. The feeling she's giving you is that feeling of pure pleasure. And the funny thing is, she could put that little device anywhere on your body and make you feel that pure, unadulterated pleasure, that arousal, that tingling sensation. As she looks down at you, giggles slightly as she starts to move it across your legs. She starts down at your ankle, moving her way up your calf, over your knee and up your thigh towards that sensitive area. And then stops and leaves it there on your thigh, so close to those parts. As she looks down at you and she starts to giggle, a wicked giggle, like she knows she's won, as she watches you squirm with those tingles, squirm with the pleasure that's building and building and building as she takes it away. "You see," she says, "I could be so mean with this," as she starts to drag it again up your thighs, ever so slowly creeping, 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 and she leaves it right there, right at the top of your thigh. And you feel it becoming so sensitive as she turns with her other hand and turns the dial up to 4, 5, 6. And you feel the tingles, you feel the pleasure building and building and building and building with 7, 8, 9. And then she pulls it away. You see, she doesn't like to give you what you want. You try to move slightly, you try, struggling in your bonds, but you find that you're still completely unable to move. As she moves over to your legs and she tightens the strap slightly just for good measure. Then she moves up to your waist and tightens that strap slightly just for good measure. And finally, the one attached to your arms, and she tightens that one again for good measure, just in case you thought of moving, just in case you thought of escaping, of running away, while she tortures you a little bit more. And this time, you can see her turn to her machine. And there's a little dial on the bottom that at the moment looks like electricity. And she turns the dial, pointing to an icicle. Something that looks like ice. And she turns to you with a sadistic grin on her face and she says, "Now this one could be very fun for me, and maybe not so fun for you. Because this time, when I move the wand over your body, you'll find wherever it touches, feeling that ice cold feeling. Yes, it's pure ice, it's frozen solid, and it's very, very cold." As she moves over to your neck and starts to run the wand from the top of your jawline down your neck, across your collarbone and down your chest slightly, pulling at your clothes, moving them out the way as she makes that line, as you shiver with the cold, as you feel it running down your skin. And it's funny because it almost seems like it's leaving a trail of water behind where it touches, to which she leans over to you and blows on it gently. And you feel it, you feel the shiver run through your entire body, unable to do anything about it because you're stuck to the table. As she starts to move that icy cold feeling down your arm, starting at your shoulder and going ever so slowly down your arm, crossing your elbow, down your forearm, and just off your fingertips. And then she takes it to your calf and drags it very slowly up towards your thigh, all the way up your thigh and stops. And she looks at you. And she can see your eyes are starting to beg for release. And she smiles a wicked smile and says, I'm going to toy with you a little bit more. But I want to show you something very fun, before I really mess with your mind. You see, if I hold this wand to your head long enough, it will start to slowly freeze your brain. That's right, your brain frozen completely, and all your thoughts will freeze with it. Could you imagine what that would be like? As you start to imagine what that might feel like, the cold, icy feeling moving over your mind as your thoughts start to slow to a stop, as everything stops in your head. As she holds the wand up to your head, now you can feel it, slowly trickling over your mind, each and every thought freezing in place, until there's nothing left. And you can feel it moving slowly now, starting at the front of your head, making its way back until everything is just stuck, frozen, in time, in space, right now. And it's funny because while you're frozen like that, you don't notice, but she turns the dial back to electricity, to arousal, and starts to move the wand all over your body, into your most sensitive parts, making you feel so good, making you feel so aroused, but there's nothing you can do about it because your mind is frozen, stuck in time. Your mind is completely frozen. And then she has a wicked, horrible idea because, you see, it's all about experimenting here in this laboratory. So she decides to find out what would happen if she took your frozen brain and just gently started to smash it piece by piece. Could you imagine what that would feel like to have your brain frozen and then smashed into a million tiny pieces? As you can feel her gently smash your mind. And everything fades away as the whole room goes to black, as you fade into mindlessness, your mind shattered, broken into a million pieces. Unable to think, unable to move, unable to do anything, but just lie there, feeling the pleasure from the wand that she keeps moving all over your body, all over your most sensitive parts, as you're strapped to the table, as you're helpless to do anything but just give in to it. That's right, just give in to the feelings, just give in to the moment, just be for a moment. As you feel it getting stronger and stronger and stronger, as she cranks the dial all the way up to 11 and starts moving it all the way around to those sensitive parts and holding it there and holding it there and holding it there, as you feel it so strong now, building and building and building and building until there's nothing left, until you just break completely, mind broken, body breaking, strapped to the table. As everything fades to black, as you just sink down deep to sleep, that's right. And the next thing you remember is the world coming to again, your mind rebuilding, all those pieces coming back together, perfectly as they were before you were found here in the laboratory. That's right, your mind rebuilding. As you look down at your body, still lying on the table, but you find the straps are gone. The woman is gone and you're not quite sure what's going on. So you decide to make a run for it before she catches you again. Or perhaps you want to be caught. But for now, you decide to leave. So you get yourself off the table and walk very quickly back down the hallway, following your steps. That's right, as you can hear them against the concrete, making those tapping sounds. As you run quickly down the hallway, as you find yourself back at the door, the heavy metal door made of steel, as you push it open and slam it shut behind you, as you find yourself back in the room, in the realm of monsters, the circular room full of doors. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering each and every single moment of this file. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, feel yourself coming back to the waking world with 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed that little experience in the laboratory with the mad scientist. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.